Hello, this is Mark Dukes with a KGYM Sports View. It happened last weekend in Paducah, Kentucky. Unfortunately, it has happened before and will happen again. A sports official was attacked. During an AAU youth basketball tournament, a Michigan coach argued with a 60-year-old official and proceeded to punch him. The official, Kenny Culp, suffered a broken collarbone, a concussion, and bleeding on the brain. He is still hospitalized. The coach, Keon Minifield, was charged with misdemeanor assault, but the district attorney's office is reviewing the case and may try to bring felony charges. There is a litany of stories out there of coaches or parents attacking officials. It is truly mind-boggling how either could become so upset with a referee as to either verbally or physically assault him. Officials are not perfect. Most will tell you so. But most also work very hard at their craft. They don't want to make mistakes. But as we've seen in college sports and even youth tournaments, some people just can't stand it. These parents and coaches have to know the athletes hear and see this behavior and most often are appalled and embarrassed by it. I would hate to see the day fans are not allowed to attend games. I guess it shouldn't be a surprise men and women are reluctant to put on the stripes, or that many quit after only a few years because of fan or coaching behavior. My first hope is that Culp recovers and returns to officiating. My second wish is that Minifield is forever banned from coaching. This behavior by parents, fans, and coaches simply must stop. This is Mark Dukes with a KGYM Sports View.